from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're doing covers, poking around, and wondering if life is a dream. David Wiegand and I are in the studio, and our listeners may be wondering if this is a nightmare, but he's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Yeah, you took that nightmare joke right out of my mouth. Yes, good morning, Cy.
Pinch me. Let's open with a local singer-songwriter whose work is just so lovely. That's San Franciscan Debbie Nayer with a brand new song. And she's from New Jersey, so we can forgive her for being a little homesick and missing the snow. She's recorded a couple of beautiful albums, and I just think she's criminally underappreciated.
She really is, yeah. And she works very, very hard. She actually, when she got here, when she moved to San Francisco, she worked for a while as an arts program administrator at the Larkin Street Youth Services. Right. And hooked up with Tiny Telephone and John Vanderslice, and Vanderslice thought, you know, this is the real deal, and he helped make her first record, which is so beautiful. I love her voice. It's very smoky. It's very emotive, and it's good.
Debbie Nayer plays Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco tonight, or if you miss her there, catch her at the Awaken Cafe this Thursday. The Jewish Film Festival opens this coming week with an emphasis on cross-cultural films. And I noticed especially the opening film is pretty cool. It's this Jewish-British baker played by Alan Price and an unlikely apprentice, a Muslim and small-time pot dealer who spikes the challahs, which sounds like a lot of fun and a good conflicts of different backgrounds.
Yeah, you know, this is I didn't realize this, but the San Francisco Jewish Film Festival is actually the oldest Jewish film festival in the world.
Oh, yeah. 35
years this year, and has one of the largest attendance every year, and this year I'm sure will be no different. There's a documentary that I would be really interested in seeing called The Go-Go Boys, which is the story of Canon Films. Remember them?
You know,
that was the Menachem Golan and Yoram Globus and the kind of stuff that they were doing way back when and what happened to them. There's also a sneak preview of a 2014 film actually called Labyrinth of Lies, which is about uncovering German efforts to cover up Nazi war crimes. And the other cool thing to keep in mind is that there are seven different venues. So you can see the festival all over the Bay Area.
Yeah, San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, San Rafael, and Palo Alto. The 35th San Francisco Jewish Film Festival opens Thursday at the Castro in San Francisco and continues all around the Bay through August 9th. SF Jazz is celebrating the American Songbook this weekend with some great vocalists channeling some great singers.
Everything's been done before. To share a kiss, a moment's bliss, and hear you whisper you love me. Sweetheart, it thrills as old as the hills, but it's new to me. Oh, everything been done before. The birds that sing the song of spring, always singing above me.
That's Catherine Russell singing a song associated with Louis Armstrong. And Russell is uniquely qualified to channel Satchmo because her dad was a band leader and for Louis Armstrong, and she met him a few times when she was a kid. And I talked to her earlier this week and asked her what's in her head as she sings songs recorded by a guy she called a passionate genius.
The goal for me is to keep my heart open and to experience the story in the present moment, and that's the way I feel anytime I listen to any recording of Louis Armstrong. There was a joy inside everything he did, even the saddest of songs.
Catherine Russell is part of an incredibly great lineup of singers who are performing the work of other artists at SF Jazz this week. Paula West, who has a French bulldog named Satchmo, actually, is doing an all Bob Dylan concert on Saturday. Kim Nally is channeling Billie Holiday. Ann Hampton Calloway is channeling Sarah Vaughan. And Freddie Cole is singing his brother Nat King Cole.
Yeah, Catherine Russell sings the songs of Louis Armstrong tonight through Sunday in the Joe Henderson Lab, two shows each night. There's a lot of good theater around the Bay this weekend, and one of the coolest shows is at Cal Shakes. The company is doing a new translation of Life is a Dream. It's a 400-year-old Spanish play by a near contemporary of Shakespeare. I got out to see it. You haven't been.
I haven't been, but I have read it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have.
I read it in Spanish, and I found that many other people have read it in Spanish. It is one of those things that you read in Spanish class. Some people read it in Spanish class in high school, which is where I read it, and others in college. But, yes, it's a great play.
Well, and a lot of long speeches, which have been trimmed down brilliantly, I think, by Nilo Cruz in a recent translation. Great performances by Sean San Jose and Sarah Nina Hayon. Life is a Dream continues at Cal Shakes through August 2nd. Something rootsy now.
Look over the horizon. What do you see? Another sun is setting on me. Last rays of sunlight taking my sanity.
That's Pokey Lafarge sounding a little bit like Hoagie Carmichael, maybe mixed with Jimmy Rogers. It's a great sound.
I love it. It is a great sound. It's very authentic. It sounds like this, you know, that the recording could have been made in 1932, you know.
And he sometimes uses vintage microphones.
He does. He does. I mean, when we talk roots, we're talking real roots here. Not to mention, I think he has one of the best names in music.
That's right.
You know, if my name were Pokey Lafarge, I would do exactly what he's doing.
Bet he got that from his mom, who said he was rather slow at things. Anyway, three chances, count them three, to see Pokey Lafarge and his band. They're at the Lagunitas Brewery in Petaluma on Tuesday, the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco Wednesday, and at Don Quixote's in Felton on Thursday. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on these shows and many, many more at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.